I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News at Urbana 12 in St. Louis, Missouri. Anytime you get 15 to 18,000 young people in one spot, there could be some problems, right? Well, in this case, it wasn't with the students. At InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 12, there have been a few issues, says Ops Director Rob Knight. He says typical city life threatens some students.
The early first day of this conference, we had a few situations that we had to attend to, but fortunately, no one was injured or really assaulted in any other way.
Knight's responsible for security at America's Center, the home of Urbana 12. He says Urbana is prepared for protesters or other issues that could affect the conference.
We're aware that anything like that can happen, and the antenna is up. Our antennas are up for that type of thing. Anything, really, that could disrupt the conference. But we have no reason to believe that we would be targeted for that reason.
And many full-time missionary staffers got their start at Urbana. Ron Hilbrands is a recruiting manager for Mission Aviation Fellowship.
Many of them have said that Urbana was the place where they first learned about MAF or where they first were able to talk to someone to get more information, and it was just a tremendous influence on their life.
250 ministries are at Urbana this year, but it's really about focus.
We want to be as excited about turning them on to somebody else that we might know about and getting them going over to someplace else where they're doing exactly what that young person wants to do.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.